Live from the Journeys Group Studio, this is Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon. This is George Pate flying solo today on Taking Care of Business. My partner in crime is absent. He is out of town this week. So again, I'm so sorry to the unfortunate folks listening in. You are stuck with me today. No, we're going to make the best of it. It's going to be a good show, and I expect the quality of the show to drastically improve now that we have a true consummate professional leading the show. So I don't think there's anything to really rant and rave about. It's pretty hard to rant and rave by yourself. So we'll just jump right in. My name is George Pate. I'm a certified financial planner with the Journeys Group. We are an independent registered investment advisory firm in Aiden. Our phone number is 252-304-1019. Again, that's 252-304-1019, or you can find us on the web at www.thejourneysgroup.com. Again, www.thejourneysgroup.com. Our website has a variety of financial articles that we rotate on it. It has our contact information as well as our physical location, which we'll be changing at some point this year. Got a little bit of a building update today. It has links to our social media, to our Facebook page, to our Instagram page, and our YouTube channel. Got a lot of exciting stuff coming all across the board this year. I'm going to be posting some more building updates on Facebook as things progress. Lots of pictures and stuff, so keep an eye out for that. Also got some really cool YouTube content planning this year, so keep an eye out for that as well. I invite you to subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and let us know if there's something that you want to hear us talk about on the podcast or anything else like that. We're always open to feedback and ideas and anything that you're curious or have questions about, so just let us know about that. It has links to our upcoming events. Our next one is this coming Monday, our golf tournament for our clients. So clients, you should have already gotten an invitation for that. We'd love to see y'all out there, and we'll be doing more and more stuff like this in the future. And last but not least, it has the podcast, Taking Care of Business, linked to it. We're on 19 different podcast platforms, so I like to always say either pick your favorite platform or the one that's got the prettiest logo, whichever you prefer. So if you miss a show and want to catch up on what we've been talking about, that's the place to do it. Building update. We're coming along slowly but surely, kind of on all of the subcontractor schedules right now, so we're just kind of waiting on that. The initial site work has been done. They're laying the utilities and the utility lines and things right now, and I believe we'll be having concrete poured this week. So it's really, really exciting. We're finally seeing some movement, and after a long and arduous process, we're finally seeing some movement. So we're really, really excited about that. Again, I'd invite you to check us out on Facebook so you can keep up with all of the building updates. So I think I've covered all of our marketing stuff. So let's just jump right into the show. Today, we're talking about financial planning. Imagine that, a show about financial planning, talking about financial planning. Specifically, we're talking about the team that goes into financial planning. Financial planning is a very, very in-depth process, and one person cannot do it all. We talk a lot about what we do on the planning side, and we've talked about some of this before. But today, I want to kind of go into the other experts and individuals that you ought to be looping in when we're talking about your financial planning. So today, first, we're going to talk about us first. We're going to talk about what is it that financial planners do and how we fit into your retirement planning, your financial planning, your financial picture. All right. And we do a lot. We do the bulk of the work, honestly. You know, we financial planning encompasses a lot of services and a lot of topics. But there's a couple that we can't do, specifically being taxes and estate planning. I know just enough about taxes to get myself in trouble if I try and give too much advice. I can give very general, both of us can give very general information. We can give very general advice. But there's other experts that you ought to turn to for that. Same thing with estate planning. Again, we can offer very general counsel or general advice. But again, there's other experts that you need to turn to for that. So we're going to talk about each of those experts, kind of what role they bring to the table and the importance of having a full team rather than just looking to one person to do everything. All right. So first, let's talk about financial planners, because that's the thing that I know the most about. us as financial planners, our whole job, and again, we've talked about this ad nauseum, a financial planner is different from a financial advisor. Work with a financial planner. Nothing wrong with financial advisors, just a different approach to finances, a different sort of mindset, and really just a totally different job that they're doing for you. Whereas with us as financial planners, I like to think of it as a lot more all-encompassing. So financial planners, what do? We take a look at your finances and we put together a financial plan. Imagine that. We basically build a roadmap from where you are right this second to where you want to end up. For most people, that tends to be retirement. You know, typically when we talk about financial planning, you'll hear me say retirement planning, financial planning. I tend to use them kind of interchangeably because most of the time that's what we're doing is we're doing retirement planning. But that's not all that that encompasses. Most of the time, it's just retirement planning. Sometimes it's business planning. We work with several small business owners, and a lot of times we work with them to help secure their retirement through business planning. All right, a lot of small business owners don't consider that their business is a retirement asset, and it's a large retirement asset. So we work with people on business planning. We work with people on legacy planning. All right, if you have wishes on wanting to leave assets behind for future generations, for your children or your grandchildren, all right? That all comes into the play. That all comes onto the table when we're talking about financial planning. But first, let's talk about retirement planning. We'll talk about kind of each of these individually. All right, let's talk about retirement planning. That's sort of our bread and butter. You've heard us say that before. We sit down with people. I sit across the table from somebody. I get to know them. They get to know me. You know, it's a very personal one-on-one relationship, right? Because there needs to be a certain level of trust established before we even get into the dollars and cents. This is a really, really personal topic, people's money. And so there needs to be a certain amount of comfort between you as the client and me as the planner in order for us to work well together. All right. So we sit down, we get to know each other, and then we jump right in. And the question that we always ask is, how can we help you? All right. We get to know about you as a person, but also you with your goals, with your financial goals. We find out what kind of assets that you have. We find out what kind of goals that you have. You know, do you want to retire next year? Do you want to retire in 10 years? Do you want to, and more importantly, what does your retirement look like? All right, we take a look at everyone's retirement looks differently. Does your retirement look like buying an RV and driving all over the United States? We have several people that do that and they absolutely love it. Does your retirement look like quitting your full-time job and spending all your time volunteering for a cause that you're super passionate about? If you can't do exactly what you want to do in retirement, then to me, that's not retirement. So we take a look at that. We take a look at your goals and your assets and we see, okay, how do we make those two line up? What kind of moves do we need to make to allow those two to match up so that they're on the same trajectory, right? Because if you imagine a roadmap, if your retirement goals are to the left and your assets are going to the right, probably not going to get where you want to go, all right? So we take a look and we say, okay, here's where you're at right now. Here's where you want to be. How do we get there? Most of the time, it just takes a few minor tweaks. I tell people a lot of the time that most people come in and are really nervous about what they're going to find out. And most people find out that they're not that, I'm air quoting now, you can't see me, that far off of their retirement goals. It just requires a few little small tweaks here and there. And that's where we come in. We take a look at your whole financial picture rather than just picking individual pieces out of it, rather than just looking at the assets and recommending investments. All right, that's not what we do. I don't just look at an investment and say, all right, we need to put this over here. And your next question should be, as we've said 1,000 times, okay, why should that investment be over there? All right, when we make a recommendation for investment, there's always a purpose behind it. Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I'm recommending that you put this account over into this investment mixture because at your age 65, it will begin to produce this amount of income. Or, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, everything looks great. The only you've expressed concerns about legacy planning. I think if we make this shift over into this investment and this is how it works, it'll be a much better legacy tool for your children or for your grandchildren. All right. There's always a purpose behind financial planning. You know, you need to have goals for everything, but specifically when we're talking about your finances, you need to have goals, okay? And those goals, your investments need to reflect those goals. So that's what we do. We take a look, we say, okay, what investments do we have at our disposal and how can we use those investments to meet your goals, all right? the analogy that my dad has used a lot is we bake your financial cake. Okay, we take a look at all the ingredients that you have, all of the different assets that you have, and those are the different ingredients, and we build the recipe and bake the retirement cake, or bake the financial cake, because it's not always retirement. We bake the financial cake for you. All right, so financial planning is pretty wide reaching, and a lot of times it encompasses things like tax planning, you know, making suggestions about tax planning. Again, we're going to talk about tax planning here in a little while, but it involves some tax planning. It definitely involves estate planning. Again, we make very general recommendations on estate planning. We'll talk about that here in a minute. We'll talk more about that in detail. But there's so many layers to this, and so that's why it's important to have so many people on your financial team working for you. All right, so we've talked about just general financial planning or retirement planning. All right, let's talk about business planning. Again, we work with several small business owners, and business planning comes into play with their financial planning. A lot of times what you'll see with business owners is that on paper, they may not have as much like retirement assets put away in terms of like a 401k or things like that, because they've spent a lot of their time building up the business. But a lot of people tend to forget that a business is an asset. And so if we're meeting with a business owner, first question we ask them about their business, what's your plan for the business? What's your goal for the business when you retire? And most of the time they say, well, I don't really know. I hadn't really thought about it. And really the way that we look at it, there's three options. Number one is you sell the business. You know, you retire, you sell the business, you're done with it. Okay. Number two is are you going to bring somebody in to take over the business for you? And you're going to continue drawing a salary, or you're going to go part-time, or what does that look like? Or number three, are you just going to continue working there? All right. That's the number three is pretty much off the table if we're talking about retirement. But that's what's going to happen if you don't do proper business planning. You know, if you don't ever really think about this stuff, your retirement date's going to come and go, and it's going to keep getting pushed back and pushed back and pushed back. And so again, that's where the financial planners come in. That's where we as the planners come in. We ask these questions. We bring these scenarios forward, and we say, look, what do you want to happen? And you know, you don't have to have an idea of it off the top of your head, but it just gives you something to think about. A lot of times what we'll see is that depending on what your business is, it may be worth more to keep the business and just bring in somebody younger, train them to eventually buy you out one day. All right. We've helped structure several deals or you know, facilitate several deals with clients where, you know, they're working part-time, still drawing a full-time salary, and somebody, you know, the new owner is buying that person out. But this all started from having that conversation, looking at the business as an asset, looking at the business probably from a different light than the business owner ever had. All right. So that's the business planning side of it. Again, a little bit of a smaller niche, but still very important. And then last but not least, legacy planning. Legacy planning is hugely important. All right. Because what's going to happen to your money when you die? Because at some point it's going to happen. That's a morbid thought, but it's going to happen to everybody. So what do you want to happen to your money when the good Lord calls you home? Okay. Do you really care what happens to it? Do you have children? Most people care what happens to it. Do you have children or grandchildren that you'd like to leave money to? If you don't have children or grandchildren, do you have a charitable cause that you're super passionate about that you want to make sure gets the bulk of your assets? All right. So think about that. First thing, where do I want my money to go when I pass away? All right. And the second question is, do you have a strategy, and is your portfolio are your assets set up with that in mind? Do your assets reflect your goals? Again, this is, we're kind of circling back to retirement planning here, just like retirement planning, where you need to make sure that your investments are lining up with your retirement goals. Same thing with legacy planning. We're looking at, do your assets and where they are and what they're doing, do they line up with what your legacy planning goals are? And if not, how do we change that? You know, what change do we need to make? What change do we need to make in order to make those line up? Again, if we're talking about leaving money behind for family members, for children or grandchildren, okay, we look at several things there. We look at, okay, is there any money that you as the client are just absolutely never going to need in your lifetime? Okay, if so, that's a great tool to leave behind for children or grandchildren. The other thing that we look at tax implications. Again, we'll talk more about that in a minute. We look at tax implications. We look at what can we leave behind for the next generation that will have the least amount of tax impact on them, all right? Even if that means paying the taxes right now. A lot of times that's what will end up happening. You know, we'll take advantage of paying the taxes now so that future generations don't have to have those taxes, you know, don't have to pay those taxes. How can we make the best use out of the tax code in order to set up the future generation to match those goals, all right? Or there's just so many layers to legacy planning. And again, it all comes down to thinking about this stuff, to having those goals in mind and figuring out exactly what you want to happen with that money. I could go ad nauseum about legacy planning with a lot of really specific examples. I'm not going to do that. I won't bore you with that. But that's why it's so important to work with a financial planner. We as planners take a look at the whole picture. I know I'm kind of sounding like a broken record here, but we look at the whole picture, not just, all right, you're trying to retire and that's it. No, there's so much past retirement. There's so much more to retirement than just having enough money to live on. That's a huge part of it, yes. But it goes beyond that. It goes to, what do you want to do in retirement? You know, what kind of fun do you want to have? What kind of hobbies do you have? What have you always wanted to do but have never been able to do because you've been working or for whatever reason, okay? And how do we set up the asset? How do we set up your financial plan so that you can do that? All right, perfect. Retirement's taken care of. You're able to do pretty much everything you want to do. You're advancing into your golden years, and now you're thinking, okay, how do I help the next generation? How do I set up the next generation? How do I leave these gifts behind to them? How do I dictate this stuff so that they know that, you know, I was looking after them, I was taking care of them, and how do I know that it's going to get done, okay? That leads into estate planning. Again, we'll talk about that here in a minute. You need to make sure that the investments that you have, the assets, the investments, and when I say assets, I mean things like your house, any other property that you have, not just investment accounts. Here right now we're talking about investments, but make sure that they're properly positioned to pass on to the next generation. Make sure they're properly positioned so that if you want this purpose for this money, make sure that the money is invested so that it would be doing that purpose. All right, since we're talking about legacy planning right now, let's jump into estate planning. So that's kind of a very general overview of financial planning that we as planners do. All right, when we talk about legacy planning, estate planning comes into play there. All right, things like your legal documents that you have. We've talked about these before. Do you have a will? Do you have a living will? Do you have the necessary powers of attorney, healthcare power of attorney and power of attorney, so that when something happens, because at some point something is going to happen, when something happens, are you properly positioned with all of your documentation so that your family doesn't have to scramble to try and figure this stuff out? One of the things that we get on a soapbox about, and I apologize to people about this, is having these documents in play, because it's too easy of a problem to fix to let it stay broken, all right, to leave that with your family. When it comes to estate planning, we always recommend you go to an attorney for that. When it comes to drawing up the documents or making official recommendations on things like trusts and how you should set up your estate, how you should set up assets, things like that. I can give very general recommendations, but what I always tell people, if I make a recommendation to you and the attorney makes a recommendation and those two recommendations are different, go with what the attorney says. There's a reason I'm not an attorney. Never claim to be an attorney. Don't even play one on TV. I'm a financial planner, not an attorney. So if an attorney tells you something different about your estate planning, go with what they're saying. And you know, again, I'll be glad to make very general recommendations. But at the end of the day, you need to have an attorney. You need to have an estate planning, you know, ideally an estate planning attorney, but just any attorney. Have an attorney to talk to about this stuff, to, again, talk about your goals. This all comes down to goal planning, but talk about your goals with them. Let them know this is what you want to happen when you pass away. And again, a lot of times you may not know what that's going to look like. That's why it's important to have an attorney. An attorney will ask the questions that you've never even thought of, just like we do when we talk to people about about financial planning. We bring up questions that they've never even thought of so that when that time does come, everything's already taken care of. It helps you start thinking about these things and it'll bring up some things that you've never even thought about, okay? They'll help you draw up the documents. They'll help you create any trusts that they deem necessary. You know, if you decide that, all right, I want to leave money to my grandchildren, but I'm a little bit worried about how they would handle the money. You know, I don't want them to just blow through it, or I'm worried about somebody taking advantage of them if they find out that there's money. You know, the attorney can help draw up any trusts or things like that. Something that's a little bit too high level for just a financial planner. All right. So estate planning, super important to have an attorney involved. And again, we'll work with the attorney, but again, trust what the attorney says. All right. Last topic, tax planning. Same thing. I know enough about taxes to get by. I know enough about taxes, as I say, to be dangerous. I can make very general recommendations about tax planning. I can answer most general questions about taxes, you know, just as part of my schooling for financial planning, learned a lot about income taxes. But when it comes to the really, really minute details, the really small details, get a CPA. Even if you don't have those small details, get a CPA. I cannot recommend having a CPA enough. And there's a big difference between an accountant and a CPA. Nothing wrong with an accountant, but a CPA's whole job is to save you money. I don't care how simple your tax return is. Their job is to save you money. There's been a lot of people that I've worked with that say, oh, well, mine's really simple. You know, do I really need to, I don't want to pay somebody to do it. To me, it's worth it because number one, you don't have to worry about doing your taxes. You don't have to worry about making sure it's done right. Number two, all you do is just fill in a little bit of information, hand it off to them. Saves you a ton of time. And number three, their whole job is to save you money. There's nothing wrong with using tax planning software just to get it done, but there's probably some money you're leaving on the table, you know, some deductions and things like that that you don't know to take because you're not a CPA. So work with the experts. All of this stuff goes hand in hand. When we're talking about legacy planning and we're talking about leaving assets behind for their future generations, all right, that's estate planning. Tax planning comes into play. All right, how do we what assets are we going to use to leave behind that have the most minimal tax implications? Or does it make more sense to take a tax hit right now so that the future generations don't have to pay those taxes? We've seen situations where it actually made sense for clients to take money out of their qualified, you know, pre-tax accounts, pay the taxes, because their tax situation was so minimal versus their children who may have been in a higher tax bracket or in a situation where they would pay a lot more taxes. So that's why it's so important to work with these three individuals. And there's more that I could go into, but these are kind of the main three. It's important to have a financial planner. It's important to have a CPA, not just to do your taxes, but to discuss these kinds of tax questions. And it's really important to have an attorney on hand to execute these documents, to execute all of these plans, you know, when we're talking about estate planning, and again, to bounce ideas off of. And ideally, all three of those should work together, because all of this falls under the radar of financial planning, of your plan for your life. They should all be working together. We regularly talk with CPAs. We regularly talk with attorneys to make sure that what we're doing behind the scenes in our office jives with what's going on in the CPA's office, what's going on in the attorney's office, right? We want to make sure that everything is dovetailing together. We want to make sure that the plan that we've got is the same plan that the estate planning attorney has heard, all right? We want to make sure that that the attorney has heard, right? We want to make sure that they're on the same page as the client and that we're on the same page as everybody else, because if everybody's not in sync, the plan's not going to work together. If you have questions about this, you want to talk more about it, give us a call, 252-304-1019. Again, 252-304-1019. I cannot stress how important it is to have the right experts for the right job. All right. Again, I know a decent amount about taxes just from my various schooling, but I'm not an accountant, not a CPA. Would never claim to be a CPA. So if I tell you something about taxes and your CPA tells you something different, believe the CPA all day long. All right. Same thing with estate planning. I'm not an attorney. Don't ever plan on becoming an attorney. I really admire attorneys and their dedication to their craft and the amount of time it takes. It's not for me. So again, I'll make very general recommendations. Most of the time when I'm making recommendations, we're looking at things like trusts. You know, that's one of the more common questions. Do I need a trust? And the answer is a definite maybe. But that's why it's important to talk to an attorney, because an attorney will definitely be able to tell you, yes, I think a trust is a good idea, or nah, trust is probably going to be overkill. All right. It's so important to have the right tool for the right job. One tool is not going to be able to do every job in the workshop. All right. Us as financial planners, We do a lot of the work with your retirement planning. You know, that's very all, as I've said, it's very all encompassing, but we can't do everything. So don't look to one person to do everything. You know, I don't know that I've ever met anybody that was a CFP, a CPA, and a lawyer. If there is somebody out there, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you contain that much knowledge. Get the right tool for the right job and make sure that they all work well together. Make sure that they're all on the same page. Make sure that they, you know, that they're in contact with each other. Because again, you're the common denominator. You're the common factor. And so all of the experts need to be on the same page. We all need to be working together to make sure that we're shooting for the same goal. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to make sure that we're working towards your goals and that your goals get accomplished. So be open, be transparent, work with all of these different experts. And again, make sure you have these experts. Don't just look to one person to do everything, because that's an unrealistic expectation for them. So. All right, I am done ranting and raving and rambling. I appreciate y'all let me spend some time with you today. Hope you have a great Wednesday afternoon, and we look forward to visiting with you next week. This is George Pate, Taking Care of Business.
The proceeding has been a paid program. The advice and opinions expressed by the Journeys Group and their guests are their own and may not reflect the opinions and advice of WTIB or Interbanks Media. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although should not be relied as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Fixed annuities are insurance products. Fixed annuities, rates, returns, and guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability to the underlying insurance company. Please see a statement of understanding and prospectus for a full detail on products discussed. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation and as such is not intended to be a direct recommendation. Before acting on any information mentioned, you should seek the advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. Investment advising services are offered through the Journeys Group, an SEC registered investment advisor.